This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can give us a call and talk about whatever's on your mind this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell, ChristopherCantwell.com.
And you can, that's right, Christopher Cantwell coming from his blog, ChristopherCantwell.com, and some garbage podcast, his other work.
It is quite a garbage podcast, as it turns out.
You can give us a call on Skype, username lrn.fm, but it might be easiest for you to use the telephone. The number is 855-450-3733. And what we are talking about is sort of the economic plight of millennials. This is important because this generation has had it much harder than previous generations. So when the rest of us caught a cold, they got pneumonia. The unemployment rate was significantly higher for young people than it is today. And all this hullabaloo about the minimum wage, it's basically saying I just don't want to hire young people. Because consider for a second, when you look at the minimum wage, what it's going to do, the minimum wage is supposed to be. I understand that it's not. It's probably because it exists, it's not. But it's supposed to be a floor at which we can expect a young person to come in and get paid. So, you know, this is the minimum amount you're going to give a 14-year-old to come in and bag groceries or cut some lawns or do whatever. That's what a minimum wage is supposed to be.
Yeah, and if he sweeps your porch for less than that, and, well, everybody's got to go to jail.
Right. So I'm not sure. I'm sure that there are young people getting paid less than that, but it's certainly for a big business, minimum wage is what it's supposed to be. So when I was working minimum wage, it was $3.35 an hour, and now it's, I think, $7 nationally, and it's higher than that in a lot of places. But because we've had an economic contraction, that means that labor's worth less because there's more labor out there. There's a lot of people. The unemployment's high. But what's more, even worse is the amount of people that's working. Forget the number of people who aren't working, the unemployment number, because they can mess with that all day long. What they don't mess with is the number of people working. It's about 58% of adults are working. And that's a staggeringly scary number.
Yeah, you're getting pretty close to half of us not at that point. And then, well, the people who are working tend to be the people who pay the bills for the folks who aren't.
That tends to be how it is.
And that gets real scary economically.
And here's what I want to know. Because I started working at 12 years old. I was working under the table, and I was getting paid in store credit. I don't think I started getting paid until 14, cash. And, what I did was I worked at a comic book store. I understand it's not terribly hard labor or anything like that. But as, you know, time went by, my wages went up and up. And I think that that's sort of the expectation of what you can expect to have. But, you know, with this market contraction, you can't young people have it's a difficult time getting a job. So if you can choose between a 25-year-old who work for minimum wage or a 15-year-old, who are you going to pick? The 25-year-old probably has some ideas about how to behave.
Yeah, and in the election that just went down, there were a number of referendums on the ballots for minimum wage hikes, and I think it was either 2 states and 4 cities or 4 states and 2 cities, I forget which one it was, that actually did vote for minimum wage increases.
Yeah.
And it's one of these things, and once I saw that, I have an article on my website that's been very popular, Minimum Wage Countering Leftist Propaganda, which is they go through all of these crazy, ridiculous stunts to try to make this seem like a good idea. But as you point out, look, if you're going to make minimum wage something that people aren't willing to pay their employees, well, then guess what? They're not going to hire those people. If hiring a person costs more than a service is worth, then they will generally tend to not hire that person. They will shove those responsibilities off onto other people who are already making the money. When they do hire those people, they're not going to be happy about it. And you're creating a situation in this country where a dollar doesn't get you that far, and you're taxing people on top of that, and then you wonder why people are struggling economically, and then you just demand that their employers pay them more.
And right. And, well, the expectation is that these businesses are always the evil ones. But you and I, the consumers, need to buy this stuff. And if you're, you know, the dollar menu, a lot of things on the dollar menu aren't a dollar anymore, you know?
Yeah, it's not the dollar menu anymore. Now it's the value menu.
Yeah, it's $1.50 menu and that sort of thing. And things are going up. And if you're, you know, if you're not willing to spend that for whatever reason, because people make lots of decisions as to why they're willing to spend money on something when they're not, that's where it all comes down to.
And the other thing is that if you are, you know, starting to make those sort of decisions, if you're deciding to buy from the dollar menu or the value menu instead of, like, eating real food, then your health is not going to improve, and then you're going to be on Obamacare and taking money out of that system, and, oh, the vicious cycle just perpetuates itself.
Let's go to Pugnacious Pete calling in from Long Beach.
Good to be with you, Pete. Thanks so much for calling in. I look forward to this part of the show every week.
Westboro Baptist, what?
What?
You know, what?
Oh, yes, yeah. I shocked you with that statement. You know, I'm a Calvinist, and they're Calvinist, and I think that they're at least people make fun of those guys, but at least they're out there doing something, speaking against filth, you know?
So you, what, wear Calvin Klein, or what?
No, John Calvin, Reformers, Martin Luther, Wycliffe, you never heard of that?
Okay, okay, Luther rings a bell. I didn't get the Calvinist thing.
John Calvin, he's one of them.
You've got to admit, you must be in a really small, you're in a real small minority of people that support the Westboro Baptist Church, right?
Westboro Baptist, because, see, most people are doing what's wrong. At least they're not afraid to stand up against corruption and say, you know what, it's wrong to be homosexual, and maybe that encourages judgment if the society likes it. I mean, that's one of the
Do you think it is? Do you think that soldiers are getting killed over in Iraq or Afghanistan or wherever, Syria, I'm not sure where, because God is meting out judgment here for gay marriage or something?
I think that that's not the only sin, but that's one of many sins that he used. He tells you in the Bible in several places, he'll destroy you if you're wicked.
A lot of people died in World War One. A lot of people died in World War II.
A
lot of people died in the Civil War. A lot of people died in all these Rothschild conflicts.
Rather than try to hash out this particular issue, I just wonder if you could sort of explain to me, I mean, what is it, like, because, I mean, if we were talking about anything pertaining to sexuality or even religion, I would totally understand this call, and I'd really love to have the chat with you. I wonder what it is that made you decide to call in and talk to us about homosexuality now. We're talking about a completely different subject.
Okay, I mean, you can do that. It's free talk live.
I get it, but it's every single call, right? Like, it's not
he's obsessed with gay
people. It's not as if he's ever called in about something else. And what I really would like to try to understand is, like, do you look forward to this every night? Does he do this other nights, or is this a Wednesday night thing?
Let's switch in and talk about minimum wage, okay? You want to know what I think about minimum wage? I think catch 22. The minimum wage should be $20 because of inflation, but okay, you're right. Economics, they don't want to hire people because, you know, I mean, it costs them more money. It's supply and demand. But okay, what are we going to do? We need to cut the
worst of both worlds with this guy.
I mean, what do we do? I mean, what are we supposed to do? That won't fix the entire problem. Cutting off a branch or bandaging a branch won't fix 50 other things, you know? I mean, so
what do you think the solution is?
I think the solution is to go back to Jesus Christ, beg for mercy, and treat your neighbor like you want yourself to be treated, and do not exploit them because you get exploited. You know, what goes around comes around, Galatians 6:7. So
how's that working out for you?
Excellent.
I mean, it seems to me that you've definitely, I mean, you seem to, in your own mind, you seem to have turned to Jesus. How's that working out for you? Is your life improving?
Absolutely. Every day it's getting better, you know?
So then why are you this miserable guy who calls into talk radio to scream about the bad behaviors of others on a regular basis? Why are you so unhappy?
Who says I'm unhappy and miserable? I have constant joy.
There's no way that there's no way that you have a good life and you do the things that you do, Pete. It's completely impossible. You
have an excellent life.
Every single Wednesday I'm in here, you call this show and start hollering about gay people. I can't imagine that this is the only show you do it to. You're not waiting for your opportunity to tell me how you feel about gays every week. So what is it that's going on in your life that's making you so upset that this is what makes you happy? I mean, are you happy at home or
and I'm joyful, but I'm not going to sit back like most people that are brainwashed do and say that evil is good and good's evil. Being homosexual, doing narcotics, abortion, a whole list of issues are wrong. The Bible says that.
Thanks for the call, 855-453.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in. Talk about anything, including your obsessions on other people's sexual proclivities, if that's what floats your boat.
I think we've got to, I said during the break, I would love to get Pete on like a Stefan Molyneux call. I think that would just be so great, man.
For those of you who don't know who Stefan Molyneux is, you can check out freedomainradio.com. He is a premier voice in the Liberty community, and he's got some very clear ideas on what he thinks about just about everything.
Yeah, he would pry out of Pete the most horrific stories of child abuse, right? That he was just like, Mom, you know, locked him in a closet, you know, threw bricks at him when he sneezed. I mean, whatever crazy lunacy that guy went through when he was a kid is really affecting him today. And get some help, buddy. Get some help.
Indeed. Indeed. Also, if you've got bitcoins, get a car. New Age Auto Sales has late model used cars that have been cared for from their rental fleet. Since New Age Auto Sales is selling their own well-maintained cars, the auction fees and transport costs, well, they don't get passed on to you. Their cars are in great condition, and they're priced to move. They can ship anywhere in the world. So go to newageautosales.com and see what they've got. They're looking to be the Bitcoin auto dealer. But obviously, if you see something you like and you don't have enough Bitcoin, they can help you there too. With Bitcoin, your money never needs to be exchanged into dollars. It's newageautosales.com for late model, well-maintained cars shipped anywhere in the world for Bitcoin. Head on over to their website or give them a call and buy a car from the first Bitcoin auto dealership, newageautosales.com. Now, if somebody's buying a car with Bitcoin, I really don't have to give the telephone number, right? Like, they can just go to newageautosales.com and look up the website.
If you're like, I'm going to make that kind of investment with Bitcoin, probably have internet access.
Yeah,
right?
If you have Bitcoin, you must have internet access.
Yeah, so if you're going to go to newageautosales.com, you know, you just go there. I mean, if you wanted to call the guy up and read him your private key, I guess you could do that, but that just sounds kind of ridiculous, right?
I don't know whether they'd be willing to do that, frankly. The private key is going to be pages and pages long of text.
Right now Bitcoin's up too. So I mean, you know, if you've been sitting on your Bitcoin for a little while, you know, I think it broke $400 today. I think
sure
it was like $425 or something like that last I checked, and I was kind of enthusiastic about that. Somebody actually recently donated an entire Bitcoin to me completely anonymously. I have no idea who it was. So grateful. And then all of a sudden Bitcoin went up and I was like, "Oh, hey,
I'm rich. I'm a happy miser." Let's go on to Dan calling in from Arizona. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Well, Bitcoin's on my mind.
What about it?
I saw Ian on the World Crypto Network today, and he's what inspired me to call in tonight.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know he was on today.
Yeah. Obviously, he's not there, so I decided, well, I'll throw this question to you guys to kind of interject something positive into the show today.
We could use some positivity after the last caller.
Yeah, it's hard to do a show about liberty and talk about things that are positive.
That's true. Well, anyway, just for a goof, what do you guys think shot the price of Bitcoin up today? Have any ideas?
I was trying to speculate about this before the show. I'm really not sure. I mean, when the price of Bitcoin sort of tanked. I mean, it was up around, I don't know, you know, $600 or something like that a few months ago, and it started going down slowly, and then it tanked all the way below 400. It tanked below 300 for a little while. That was sort of set off by, like, margin calls and that sort of thing, as I understood it. It sort of, like, went below a certain point, and then there was a massive sell-off, and I guess people waited for it to stabilize. And now it seems to me that just people start to be happening to buy back in. I don't know of any particular market fluctuation that sort of caused it, because I mean, the dollar's pretty strong right now. I mean, that's why your gas prices are going down, that's why your silver and your gold are going down and that sort of thing. But Bitcoin seems to be going back up, and the only thing I can speculate is that, you know, people saw it bottom out and now they're looking to get back into it.
Every bit of Bitcoin news that I've seen, or nearly every bit of Bitcoin news that I've seen, is positive. So I have a difficult time ascribing – I mean, I've seen positive Bitcoin news with Bitcoins going down. And I have a difficult time ascribing what – you know, to anything, because at this point I've become so cynical that the positive news isn't necessarily going to affect the Bitcoin price positively that I just can't answer. Do you have a guess?
Actually, no, I don't.
Okay.
When you talk about positive news about Bitcoin, like, it drives me a little crazy, right? Because, you know, so many of the people, everybody who's talking about Bitcoin has Bitcoin, right? And everything they say about it is an effort to drive up the value of their asset.
I guess.
You know, it borders on pump and dump, even if they're not planning on dumping it, right? And it just drives me crazy that everybody's like, oh, well, Bitcoin is tanking, which is great, because that means it's on sale and you can buy more. Oh, Bitcoin is going up, which is great, because I feel like I have lots of money. There's no such thing as bad news about Bitcoin for these shameless self-promoters of their own assets.
Thanks for the call, Dan. So I made a telephone call today, the school that my son was previously on, was previously going to, he was going to kindergarten at the Waldorf school locally, and they have this deal with the local grocer where they get grocery cards. Well, I can't get a grocery store card through one of these card payment things, you know, where you can buy a card where you can, you know, purchase food.
Gift.
Yeah, gift card. That's okay. The term I'm trying to come up with. It's a gift card. You can purchase that, but you can't do it through one of these e-gifter or gift.com or whatever they might be, gyft.com. You can't do Hannaford's, which is the one that I go to locally, and I don't think there's any of them that we go to locally except maybe Target, which is hardly a grocery store.
So we don't get like Market Basket, Price Chopper, or Market 32, as these lunatics are changing their name to, apparently. Whatever.
And or any of the other major ones except for Whole Foods. And we don't have a Whole Foods locally. So I called the office to say, oh, and they sent me an email saying, we're doing this again. This is our fundraiser. And I don't know what kind of deal they get, but they sell these cards. And I called them and I said, look, first thing, talk to the lady who sent out the email. I mean, there's only a few people in the office there. Talk to the lady who sent out the email. She signed it. And I said, do you know what Bitcoin is? And she said, yes. So that was the first question I asked.
Right.
And to me, that's pretty positive news.
Yeah.
So you can call the local Waldorf school and talk to the functionary in the Waldorf school about Bitcoin, and she's heard about it.
Right.
So supposedly they're going to help me out and see whether I can buy these cards with Bitcoin. But, you know, I'd love to help them. Yeah. So the fact that they know about it, people are beginning to find out more and more as charities take it, as businesses take it. I think you're going to – especially – I think really what's going to make the difference is if businesses give that 3% or whatever back to you that they are saving in transaction fees.
Absolutely, yeah.
Then that will be a real kicker for
– they've got to figure out a way to hedge their bets as this thing fluctuates all over the place like a lunatic. But, I do think that you will see more people pick it up. And, you know, there's a certain amount of people have wildly differing ideas on what Bitcoin is. They're like, that's drug money or blood money, blah, blah, blah. Or they actually, like, realize it's a, you know, economically sound idea. But more and more people, to the point, it's hard to find somebody who hasn't heard of Bitcoin.
What do you think? Positive or negative future for Bitcoin? Love to hear either side. 855-450-3733. That's 855-453 on Free Talk Live.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90.
Save over $25.
Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Guest starring Mark.
And Christopher Cantwell.
That's right. Ian is it's off tonight, so you got us. 855-450-3733, or you can use lrn.fm on Skype. That's our username, 855-450-FREE. You can get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Free?
Free! It's a free pound. And it's also shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's high-end, delicious coffee. It's worth taking the time to go there, sign up for the subscription, and it is a subscription. You can cancel it at any time. You want your free pound and go? Fine. Not a problem. You can do that at coffee.freetalklive.com. But if you continue to get your coffee through there, coffee.freetalklive.com, you'll help us help people around the world through kiva.org. We are able to give some of the profits back. BuzzBox Coffee allows us to do that. They send us a check, and we can then make microloans to people through kiva.org. And we've managed to help a bunch of people, and we're going to continue to help folks. So coffee.freetalklive.com if you want to help us. For every person that signs up, we're able to give a little more. Actually, I think it's for every 10 people that sign up, we're able to give another microloan. So there you go. 855-450-FREE.
Do you actually understand the whole shade-grown thing?
Yes.
Because I don't get it. Like, okay. I can't grow corn in the shade. And, like, corn is something that people grow in New York, which isn't the warmest of climates. I think that coffee is a thing that you have to grow in, like, the really warm climates down, like, by the friggin' equator.
Yep.
And then they're like, okay, let's take this plant that will only grow in the hot sun, and then we'll grow it in the shade.
Well, you know that certainly in the hot sun you have, you know, these forest canopies. You have these areas where plants have grown up. Now, plants, some plants are, you know, light shade, heavy shade. Some are full sun. Corn is definitely a full sun crop, and it needs a lot of water, and it's a lot of maintenance, whereas coffee is a perennial that grows up in the shade in forests, and, you know, it's much more spread out. It's not the kind of plantation thing. They had to breed Robusto breed coffee to be able to make these plantations the way they did. Well, shade-grown grows in the forest canopy in a sustainable fashion, the way that it always has. And so that way you're not tearing up these forests, which keep the soil in, and then the soil rushes into the sea, and then, you know, so the coffee, the places that grow coffee, oftentimes are only good for growing coffee for a few, a decade or two, because their soil washes away, because they've taken all the forest away. So this way, it keeps the, it's better for your stomach, because it doesn't have the acid, you know, it's not as acidic as regular coffee. It's good for the songbirds, by the way, who live in these forest canopies, and
sure, it keeps,
it's good for the environment. Going. And these people are able to make, you know, generational lifestyle changes when they, you know, they become coffee farmers, rather than just sort of taking what they can get for a couple of decades and then, you know, it's back to poverty.
But if it's, if they're getting it from under the canopy, then are they actually coffee farmers, or is it like coffee safari? Are they like going out and
855 450 free. You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get your free pound. Let's go on. Oh, by the way, it turns out record volume from China in Bitcoin today, and so that could be a reason for the spike in Bitcoin prices.
It was the Chinese!
I don't know. You don't know either, so we probably shouldn't speculate too thoroughly. But I
wonder if there's a caller who can come in and tell us what Japan has to do with this.
I wonder if there is. from the Economic Collapse blog at economicscollapseblog.com, the 24 reasons why millennials are screaming mad at our unfair economy. Going on, I guess we're at number 7 here. Since Barack Obama, we had to blame it on him somehow, since Barack Obama has been in the White House, close to 40% of all 27-year-olds have spent just 27-year-olds, interesting, at least some time, at some point, unemployed. So a lot of people unemployed, I think, is what the claim here is, and it tends to affect more thoroughly people who are younger than people who are older.
It's just interesting that they were so specific. I'm wondering what the...
They got another one.
...of 27-year-olds since Barack Obama has been in office, like... okay. All right.
There's another one with the 27-year-olds. They must have gotten this from some the same website. Only about one out of every five 27-year-olds owns a home at this point, and is an astounding 80% of all 27-year-olds are paying off debt. So 20% of 27-year-olds do not have debt.
That's a really lucky 20%, I'd say.
Those are the ones probably too poor to have a loan.
Yeah, well, maybe they're not so lucky when you put it that way. When they're like,
it's kind of interesting. You know, a good portion of my adult life, I've had more debt than I've had money. Than assets.
Yeah.
So I'm actually in the negative. But though people that have no money will be on the street asking me for money. But I have less money than they do, sort of on paper.
Right.
Just because I have access to some money today, it's kind of it's a strange situation.
Yeah, and I have, I have a little bit of debt. I really don't have much. I sort of got out of the debt game, you know.
Not much good for it.
And, you know, I don't have much money either, so it's kind of works out that way.
Now, if you're going to go in business, I think that for business it might be worth getting into debt. You should probably talk to a few people, see what they think about your business idea. But to me, that's the best reason to go into debt. The rest of it, you know, a $1,000 car is probably going to do most of the things that a $30,000 car is going to do.
Yeah, I have a $2,000 car myself, and I'm really quite happy with it, and I am not at all anxious to go buy a depreciating asset that is not going to do anything that my $2,000 asset.
Right. If you buy a $2,000 car and it depreciates 25%, you have a $1,500 car. If you buy a $30,000 car and it depreciates 25%, you have a 22,500 or something like that. I mean, that's a huge hit.
Yeah.
And this is that's a game for rich people, not a game for poor people.
Yeah. And if it wasn't for the effing Cash for Clunkers program, then, you know, then we'd have a great deal many more used cars out there that would be, you know, even making that used car market even better. But
that's absolutely true.
Go melt a bunch of stuff over in China, but of course that's an old program and I shouldn't be bringing it up.
Well, it's important for people to look at supply and demand and understand why things are the way they are today. Cars cost more today. Used cars cost more today because the supply of them has been diminished by a government program that was promoted by the sitting president, whether you like it or not. You know, I don't want to blame everything on Barack Obama. I think there's plenty of blame to go around, Republican or Democrat. But I'd say that most people would claim that the Cash for Clunkers was a Democrat program and certainly was a Keynesian economic program from its inception.
I'm really quite comfortable blaming Democrats for everything right now. I don't want to say that Republicans are going to be any better, but I'm really tempted to feel that way. Like, I got excited about the election results, if I'm honest with you. I mean, I was watching, I went down to New York for Election Day. I did not vote. That would have been, I think that would have been illegal for me to do, not that I had any interest in doing it. But a couple of my friends were running for office in New York. G.G. Bowman was running for New York State Senate, and Michael McDermott was running for governor. And we went down to, like, watch the election results. And so they went to this bar to have their little, you know, victory party, their Libertarian Party. They had no chance of winning, but, you know, that's what we called it.
At least you get to have a sandwich.
Right. I did not get to have a sandwich. I'm on a low-carb diet. Thank you very much. I was
finger
there,
food?
And I couldn't have any finger food, and I couldn't drink alcohol, and I felt like a lunatic, and I just had to get out of there after a little while. But in any case, then they didn't even have, like, they realized that they scheduled this thing that where they didn't have local news. They had satellite television, so they couldn't watch the local election.
That's hilarious.
And we ended up watching Fox News, you know, and just seeing. And Fox News had, like, the ticker of how many seats the Republicans had gained in the Senate. And, you know, it was like this big party when they gained, you know, control of the Senate. And I was like...
At the Libertarian event?
Well, our people weren't necessarily celebrating that, but Fox News certainly was. I did a little, you know, happy dance when I found out too, because I was like, okay, great, those Democrats, we defeated them. Duh. It's really hard not to get sucked into that sometimes, man.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you predictable? When was the last time you surprised someone with something totally unexpected? At ProFlowers, we think predictability is boring. So we're making it easy for you to be unpredictable by offering our best-selling 100 colorful blooms for just $19.99. Plus, we're giving away a free glass vase with every order. But hurry, because this incredible deal ends this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 0700. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 0700.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
855-450-3733. Also, LRN.FM on Skype. That's our username. We've been all over the board here this evening.
Yeah, we're talking about Republicans and homosexuals and GMO foods and net neutrality and reasons millennials are which we determined, by the way, that I'm actually part of, right? That
you're a cusper. I would say if I had to come to take a hard line, I'd say you're the very edge of Gen X.
It's my birthday today, so I'm gonna be a millennial today, and as it suits me, I'll be Gen X another day.
Someone should give you a gift for surviving for another year. You can go get archives of Free Talk Live going back for more than a decade for free at archives.freetalklive.com. The rest of those shows, they charge you for them. Not Free Talk Live. We give our archives away. Just go to archives.freetalklive.com. If you want the last 7 days, they're right there on the front page. Anything after that, archives.freetalklive.com. So we're reading the 24 reasons why millennials are screaming mad and our unfair economy, and we're kind of poking along through them here.
The economy's not fair, man.
The economy. Well, I suppose it's the free market's fairer than many other forms of sort of monetary distribution.
I have no sympathy for these scumbags. You understand me? I'm to a point, and like, look, we're reading about these things and that they're put in these really bad economic positions, right? And they're like, they're 27 and they're in debt and they don't have houses and they live with their moms and stuff like that. But you know what? I think it's largely their fault. I really don't have a great deal of sympathy for them.
I don't.
If you go and you talk to these little entitled little brats, they think that the government is supposed to solve all of their problems. Well, you know what? you moron, you're getting exactly what you demanded.
I think that if you expect the government to solve problems for you, you're going to be,
you're
upset.
You're going to find yourself with a lot of problems to solve, kid.
The government does solve problems for people. You just need to understand for whom it solves. And it solves problems for the rich and the powerful. And if you're not one of those, it's probably not going to solve any problems for you because it is a rigged system.
Yeah, and when we're talking about the rich, you literal morons, it's not people who make $250,000 a year. We're talking about the military-industrial complex and Nancy Pelosi and I don't know who else, the ultra-wealthy who gain all the benefits from the state.
Indeed.
Big pharma.
Folks like that. And
Monsanto.
You don't actually even have to be super wealthy to be getting, the government sort of twisted in your direction. But in a lot of cases, you end up that way.
Yeah. If you get the government twisted in your direction, if you get the government doing what you need it to do, then you tend to, you gain some economic benefits from that. When the central economic planner favors you, you get ahead a little bit. When the central economic planner doesn't look at you as anything other but a minus sign on his ledger sheet, well, then you tend to get screwed over.
Let's go on with the list here. Number 9, in 2013, the ratio of what men in the 18 to 29-year-old age bracket were earning compared to what the general population was earning reached an all-time low. So in 2013, the ratio of what men in the 18 to 29-year-old bracket compared to the rest of America was, that ratio reached an all-time low. So those people, the economic downturn affected men disproportionate to women. It affected minorities disproportionate to whites, and it affected young people disproportionate to old. So that's if you're one of those, all of those three, you got screwed in the economic downturn of 2007, the latter part. I don't even know what to call it. The Great Recession.
Yeah, I mean, if you are not at the top of the economic food chain, and the economic food chain takes a dive, you're diving with the rest of it.
You know, and the problem with calling it the Great Recession is that you assume that
I didn't think it was so great.
You assume that the government's numbers are accurate, and I don't believe them for a second when they talk about the consumer price index and all these things.
Oh yeah,
it's just a bunch of hooey. So if they say that a recession is more than two,
two or more quarters of negative economic growth.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was almost a depression, but it wasn't a depression. Well, they were never going to let it be called a depression. They're going to pencil whip the bejesus out of those numbers, and you're not going to get to see what the real thing is.
Oh yeah, they cook the books like you wouldn't believe. Did you see the video? There's a thing. I know Reason Magazine put it out. I don't know if anybody else was writing about it. I'm sure they were. There was a video that came out of one of the architects of Obamacare. This guy, his name escapes me, but he was one of the people who he said that they had to help the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, like cook the books so that the funding of Obamacare didn't look like taxes.
Yeah,
and he said something to the effect of, call it the stupidity of the American voter. Yeah, we had to take advantage of these people, but that's how I got the policy, and I love the policy. And I mean, it's
yeah, that's what they count on, is for you not to pay enough attention. Yeah.
You look at when they're trying to calculate inflation, and they're just like, oh well, we printed a whole bunch of money, and inflation still happens to be really low. And I'm like, well, you have a really interesting way of calculating inflation, don't you? That you increase the supply and the demand doesn't change.
Going on, back in the year 2000, 80% of all men in their late 20s had a full time job. Today, only 65% do. If you don't have people of men in their late 20s working in your economy, you're in big trouble. Because this is the foundation of your career. If you're not working in your late 20s, you're never going to reach your full earning potential throughout your life, likely.
No, you're not. And I don't know. I mean, on the one hand, I'm going to say just the fact that they don't have full-time jobs is not in and of itself a negative thing, right?
No.
I don't have a full-time job, but I'm I keep my head above water, and hopefully we'll be doing better in the future as I focus on my career as a creative person. But the implication there is clearly that these people don't have jobs, and it's not because they're pursuing their passions. It's because they're screwed. And that's a situation that is not going to be improved by time alone.
Well, one thing I would say is that if you're unemployed right now and you're putting together your resume, unemployed is not the right term. You should have projects that you're working on at all time, and your resume should be full of things that you're working on. And that's to be – you shouldn't be unemployed. I don't have a job. I work for Free Talk Live and have for years.
Well, it's a job, but it's not a full-time, you know.
It's work.
It's not show up to my office at 9 o'clock and do what I tell you, Slay Boy. I mean, it's not, that's, you know, that's the 9-to-5 full-time job bit, right? And I mean, you know, some people call that their slave world job, you know. And I mean, you know, I'm all for employment. I don't think it's slavery, of course. The wage slavery, that's the other thing that millennials scream about.
Yeah, you have to have wages to be happy. That doesn't make you a slave.
Yeah. But, you know, I wonder if that's part of it, though. I mean, if they're you know, looking at this as wage slavery, man. I don't want to be a wage slave, man. And, you know, they're just not showing up to work. And that's not a good thing, don't get me wrong. But I wonder how much of that is economic circumstances, how much of them is just being a brat.
Yeah, I wonder in the same way. Number 11 here, in 2012, one study found that U.S. families that have a head of household that's under the age of 30, so this is a young household, have a poverty rate of 37%. So the chances are more than a third that if you're, you know, talking about a household with somebody under the – and that's somebody living away from home, under the age of 30, that, you know, they're going to be – under the poverty rate and likely receiving some kind of assistance.
And what did we say that the other third was living with their parents? So you're either in poverty living with your parents or you're one third of this demographic, apparently. That's sick.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
You're one third is living in poverty. The other third's living with your parents, which is basically being in poverty and just covering it up with somebody else's resources.
Yep.
Only a third of the entire generation or this particular demographic is actually like has their head above water and is not completely screwed. I mean, do you think that this is going to bode well when these people start retiring and collecting Social Security? This is going to be a damn nightmare.
What are your fears about the economy? Do you think it's coming back? Do you think millennials will be salvaged in this? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
If Americans continue their reckless disregard of the U.S. Constitution, our freedoms and way of life may not continue. Original Intent, Spoiler, and Molan Labe is a three-movie special that explains what we can do. From the director of Fiat Empire, this trio of movies features Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Edwin Vieira, and many others. On sale now at moviepubs.net. This is a mini-library you don't want to be without.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.